John Stewart mocks Mika Brzezinski, Joe Scarborough meeting with Trump, you said he was Hitler. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 19, 2024. Comedy Central's The Daily Show host John Stewart mocked MSNBC's Morning Joe host Mika Brzezinski for asking why she and her co-host Joe Scarborough shouldn't meet with President-elect Donald Trump. Because you said he was Hitler, Stewart reminded her. During Monday's episode of The Daily Show, Stewart noted that Joe and Mika Brzezinski Scarborough, who famously warned of the growing threat of Trump's fascism, had an interesting announcement to make, before playing a clip of Brzezinski addressing the public. In her announcement, Brzezinski stated, "Last Thursday, we expressed our own concerns on this broadcast and even said we would appreciate the opportunity to speak with the president-elect himself. On Friday, we were given the opportunity to do just that. Joe and I went to Mar-a-Lago to meet personally with President-elect Trump. And for those asking why we would go speak to the president-elect during such fraught times, especially between us, I guess I would ask back, why wouldn't we?" Brzezinski added. The video then cut back to Stewart, who plainly stated, because you said he was Hitler. Watch below. I'm gonna do a one-act play called Joe and Mika Go to Mar-a-Lago, Stewart added, before mimicking the Morning Joe hosts, saying, "Mr. President, your rhetoric is outrageous. I cannot in good conscience, oh, are those macaroons?" Stewart then pantomimed eating a macaroon, before adding, "The pink one is raspberry." "We've learned nothing," Stewart declared, breaking from his Scarborough and Brzezinski impersonation. "Even those putting up resistance to Trump's agenda don't seem to understand who they're dealing with. Republicans are playing chess, and the Democrats are in the nurse's office because they glued their balls to their thigh," Stewart asserted. Stewart went on to say the election that we just had was a repudiation of the status quo, an overly regulated system that is no longer responsive or delivering for the needs of the people or their beloved beheaded squirrels, referring to internet sensation Peanut the Squirrel. As Breitbart News reported, less than a week before Election Day, Peanut was euthanized by New York State authorities who raided the squirrel owner's home after someone apparently complained about the animal. Trump supporters, including Elon Musk, denounced the death of Peanut as a case of government overreach. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.